Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health podcast. I'm your host, Kate Boyle, and I am really excited this week because we are chatting about food, one of my favorite topics, as you guys know, but also food and how it can affect the health of our skin and create beautiful, glowing skin with less wrinkles, which is one of the things I think most women always want to know. Now, if you've been tuning in, you know last week we had esthetician Alana Mitchell on the show, and she was talking about skincare routines and what we can do to look after our skin. This week, we're going to be focusing on the foods we can eat to help look after our skin. And next week, we have another episode coming up with a guest. I won't spoil it now, but it is on the topic of skin. So definitely tune in if you want a well-rounded few podcast episodes on all the things we can do to look after our skin and prevent wrinkles. Now, when we're eating, we know that the food that we eat affects all areas of our health. It affects our energy, our weight, our digestion, our metabolism, and therefore it affects our skin too. Now, when we're looking at our skin and its health, the first place we can start is food. It's great to look at the different creams and ointments and serums we can put on, but if every piece of food we eat directly affects each organ in our body, and skin is our biggest organ, then we know that what we're eating can either positively or negatively affect our skin. And I think that's a really empowering thing to know, that the food that you're eating, it changes your health. So, and not just the health of your, you know, physical health, but also the look of your skin, your mental health, and everything pretty much that encompasses your energy and vitality. So food is very powerful. And today we're just going to highlight the power of food when it comes to your skin. So first of all, we're going to be talking about omega-3s. If you've listened to a few of the podcasts before, I've done a podcast on omega-3s and the benefits of them. But essentially, omega-3s are a fatty acid that are essential for healthy skin. They're sourced ideally from cold water fish like salmon, sardines, mackerel, herring, but you can also get them from plant sources like walnuts, flax seeds, chia, and walnut oil and flaxseed oil. So those types of foods are plant types. They're still beneficial for us to eat, but we're going to get a better absorption of those omega-3 fatty acids when we do eat it from our cold water fish. Now, in saying that, omega-3s help to keep our skin thicker and more supple and moisturized. And that's really important because as we age and we have less collagen in our skin, and collagen helps to keep the matrix of the skin strong and elastic, as we age, the collagen level starts to drop. So eating those omega-3s to help keep that thickness in our skin will help reduce the amount of wrinkles. Now, on top of that, a lack of omega-3s can actually contribute to dry skin. And as omega-3s also help reduce inflammation, including fish in your diet at least twice a week, and these types of cold water fish, or taking a fish oil supplement, can actually reduce inflammation within the body, within the skin, and help conditions like psoriasis and acne. So if you are having any trouble with things like acne and psoriasis, then definitely look to include at least 2 meals a week of your fatty fish if you can. Now, if you really don't like fish, you can opt for a fish oil supplement, but we do know from the studies that we don't absorb the fatty acids from the synthetic forms of fish oil in a supplement like we do from actual fish. So we are going to get better absorption if we're actually eating the fish itself. So add supplements in if you need, but if you can, always go to that direct source and eat the food itself. Moving on, the next nutrient I want to chat about is resveratrol. Now, you may not have heard of resveratrol. There is definitely more research coming out and about it, especially for anti-aging purposes, not just for our skin, but also for longevity purposes as well. But resveratrol is a really powerful antioxidant, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. And studies have shown that even topically using resveratrol can reduce fine lines and wrinkles, as it helps the skin to defend and repair itself. I am actually trialing at the minute using a serum and a night cream and an eye cream containing resveratrol. So I will let you know in a few months' time if I notice any difference. So I will keep you guys updated there. But do know you can get it from food and you can also get it topically. Now, when we're looking at food sources of resveratrol, we're looking at our red grapes, dark chocolate, so a minimum of that 70%, but really pushing up to that 80% if you can. Green tea, our berries, so blueberries and raspberries are really high sources, as well as peanuts. So if you can add in these powerful foods into your diet, it's going to really help improve the health of your skin. So, as I said, there's still more research coming through, but just know that it is a real powerful antioxidant and it is going to help your skin. So if you can include those foods in your diet, you're going to be well on your way to having a beautiful looking skin. Now, another form of antioxidants is we want to start to include our polyphenols. Now, polyphenols are they occur in those really bright colored foods. So our foods like red and yellow capsicums and peppers, pomegranates, berries, carrots, pumpkin, so sweet potatoes, those beautiful deep orange and red colors are going to help boost our antioxidant content, and they help to reduce the amount of free radicals that are in the body, which typically damage and age the skin. So by eating these fruits and veggies that are high in polyphenols, we're going to help improve the look of our skin and help reduce our risk of cancer at the same time. So you might see a bit of a theme creeping through here that a lot of these foods, yes, they help to create this beautiful looking skin, but they're also foods that are going to really help protect our health, protect us against disease, things like cancers, heart disease, and just a part of a really healthy diet. So a lot of these foods aren't fancy. You know, we eat lots of fruits and vegetables within our diet. We generally have access to a lot of these foods too. So we're not sort of saying go out and buy this, you know, really rare berry that you can find, but just using and highlighting the foods that you had available to you and making the most of them to help create beautiful skin and overall health. Now, vitamin C is another nutrient that we really want to be including for our skin health. It's a strong antioxidant and it's used in the production of collagen. Now, collagen is essential for skin elasticity, and I was just touching on that a little bit earlier. And it also helps to keep or reduce the effects of aging by keeping our skin plump and elastic. Now, foods that are high in vitamin C, so that include some of your brighter vegetables, so again, your red and yellow capsicums and peppers, tomatoes, leafy greens and broccoli are fantastic sources of vitamin C, as well as your citrus fruits and strawberries. And these are great for not only your skin, but your immunity. So at this time, you know, we know there is so much going on around the world. There's COVID and everything. The more that we can do for our immunity, the better. And boosting your vitamin C is one way that you can really help protect and boost your immunity. So definitely including some of those foods in on a weekly and daily basis is going to be very beneficial. Now, another nutrient that we also get from fruits and vegetables is lycopene, and that can be found in tomatoes, watermelon, papaya, red peppers, mangoes, red cabbage, and asparagus. So some of those really brightly red and pink types foods, they're delicious and they're also great for our skin. They help to protect the skin from the sun, as well as reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke. We also know that we get better absorption of lycopene when it's heated and it's cooked with a fat. So for example, if you've got some tomatoes and you cook them up with extra virgin olive oil, you're actually going to have a much better absorption of your lycopene than if you're just eating raw tomato. So something to keep in mind, if you're looking at boosting your lycopene intake, then definitely include some of those foods and make sure you cook up some delicious tomatoes with some extra virgin olive oil. Okay, moving on. Now we're going to touch on a few more fats here. So avocados. I'm sure you guys know how much of an advocate I am of avocados. I must admit, I probably have some avocado every single day, whether or not it's in a smoothie, it's on toast, it's in a salad, including avocado, and even using it instead of butter. So I will never have butter on, say, a sandwich or a roll. I will always use avocado instead. So there are some great and easy ways that you can just add it in and boost your nutrient intake. But avocados are not only delicious, but they contain unique compounds called polyhydroxylated fatty alcohols. Now, these can fight inflammation and protect your skin from the sun. So that is another great point, especially if you are anywhere where you get a lot of sun. Like us here in Australia, the UV can be very damaging. So besides using obviously your sunscreens to block that UV when you're out in the sun, we can also use and eat foods. And avocados is one of those foods that can help protect against sun damage. It can also help repair damaged DNA. Now, also, they have a very high content of monounsaturated fat, which is our good or our heart-healthy fat. And the antioxidants that they contain, the lutein and zeaxanthin, provide additional skin and DNA protection. So overall, besides them being a really good fat, which we know is essential for our cellular repair and healthy cells, they really help. They have so many antioxidants and they have those unique compounds that help protect us from damage from the sun and repair any damaged DNA. Another fantastic fat to be including is your extra virgin olive oil. Now, the extra virgin olive oil is anti-inflammatory. Again, it helps promote cellular repair, and it consists of monounsaturated fat, just like avocados, which is associated with increased skin elasticity and firmness. It's also been shown to protect the skin from sun damage as well. So adding in these really good monounsaturated fats is a great way to protect your skin from aging, and whether or not that's just as we get older, but from the sun as well. Other things and foods that we can add in that are great are spices. So things such as cinnamon are really great for improving your collagen production, and ginger. Ginger is anti-inflammatory and it can help reduce and prevent the development of age spots. So they're a great addition when you're thinking about skin health, but also as we get older, you know, we can get these age spots, and that's just from the changing of the melanin in our skin. So the pigment in our skin, melanin, as we get older, the cells don't process as well as they should. And so that clearance of that melanin doesn't work as well. And this is where foods such as the spices, as ginger and that, are great to add in just to help reduction of age spots. Now, we've touched on collagen a few times throughout this podcast, but where can we actually get collagen from in our food? I know it can be really popular in a supplement form, but again, we're not going to absorb that collagen as well as if we're getting it from a true food form. So you can find collagen in your bone broth, and that's sort of come to light. You know, it's become quite popular in the last 3 years to just really start to either drink some bone broth. You've probably seen it pop up in restaurants and things like that too. But generally, we're going to get that collagen or that bone broth by cooking down animal and fish bones for a longer period of time. And this can be in things like soups and stews, okay, if you've been cooking down things like ossobuco and that you're really cooking for a longer period of time, that slow cooking, you're going to get that lovely gelatin forming, and that is the bone broth, essentially, the collagen, where the collagen's found, that is going to help nourish our skin. Now, again, collagen can help promote the elasticity and the firmness of skin, and we do produce our own collagen. But as I touched on before, as we age, our collagen production reduces, and it starts to reduce from about the age of 30. So it really isn't very old. Other factors, so things like toxins, you know, just normal air pollution, whether or not it's, you know, the fumes coming from cars or, you know, lawnmowers, those types of things, as well as UV exposure And even poor food choices, so processed foods, will affect our collagen production as well. All of those things do affect our collagen production. And, you know, if you're living anywhere in a first world country where we have traffic, okay, we have, you know, buildings and offices and, you know, all those types of roadworks that are happening, then there's going to be a lot more air pollution and a lot more toxins than you may be sort of realizing that you're being exposed to. So this is just another great area to look at. So just a little bit more info about collagen. When collagen is broken down, so when it's been cooking, okay, those bones have been cooking, it breaks down into gelatin, which is rich in the amino acids glycine, proline, and hydroxyproline. Now, your body can absorb these amino acids and use them to form new collagen in your skin. So again, that's why getting that bone broth or, you know, cooking those slow cooker meals are so great for helping to produce your own collagen in your skin. Some controlled studies have also shown that by consuming collagen, we may improve skin elasticity, moisture and firmness, and reduce wrinkles at the same time. So yay, you can help to reduce your wrinkles just by the foods you eat. Now, we've talked a lot about all the positive foods, so all the foods that affect our skin in a positive way and the foods we should be including in our diet. But what are the foods that we should maybe look to eliminate and avoid to help our skin health? Now, they really include foods like sugar, processed foods, foods containing seed oils, so whether or not they contain nitrates, sulfites, flavors, and colors. All of these additives in the food will affect our overall health, but also the health of our skin. By eliminating these foods and focusing on our whole food diet, so going back to before, we want a diet that's high in different colored vegetables, that's got high amounts of really good quality fats like our avocados, our extra virgin olive oil, fish if we can, otherwise getting our fatty acids from our nuts and seeds. This type of diet is going to be really supportive for our health, but also for our skin health too. And we can't forget about water. So hydration and making sure that we are really hydrating well helps with the plumpness and firmness of our skin, but also it's going to help flush toxins out of our body. So as we were sort of saying before, toxins can have a really damaging effect on our body. So the more that we can drink and flush them out, the better. Even sweating, so whether or not that's sweating from exercise or getting into a sauna, is going to help your skin health. I know a lot of people, after they sort of work out, they get that sort of real dewy look on their skin. One, you know, that's obviously because of the sweat, but two, it's because you've been pushing out the toxins. And so after a workout, your skin tends to generally look better. So just a little bit of insider information there. So when we're looking at our skin, it really begins at what we're eating, not what we're putting on it. So first point of call, if you've got anything happening with your skin, have a look at your diet. Check out your digestion. That's sort of another sort of clue into how your skin is. If you are suffering from digestive issues, maybe you're having stomach upsets, maybe you are having issues with, you know, going to the toilet, either it's constipation or diarrhea or those types of things. If there's inflammation happening in the gut, there's going to be inflammation happening at your skin as well. So really doing a deep dive into your diet, into the food that you eat, can really change your skin. Okay, that's a wrap for this week. I hope you guys have learned a little bit more about skin, the nutrients we want to be eating. A lot of the sort of foods that we've touched on are things that I've chatted about before when we're looking at that really nice whole foods diet. So if in doubt, these foods are a really great place to start. Really bump up your vitamin C, look into things like your resveratrol, look at your good fats, and really just focus on going back to the basics and getting in plenty of vegetables wherever you can. Okay, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, please head over to your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe. And I'll be back next week with another episode of the Mind Movement Health Podcast. Chat to you then. Bye. Thanks for listening in to the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.